Welcome to Fifth Dimensional Academy of Higher Consciousness. I'm Zarathustra, broadcasting from Los Angeles. Once again, we're here all together on this beautiful sunny day from Southern California. There was a question came up from one of our friends who's been in one of my workshops from Poland, and she asked a really great question. And her question is that how does spirituality mix up and go along with also the desire to make money and manifesting money? And I think it's a very appropriate question by one of our sisters, because this is something that most of us on spiritual path, we struggle with, and struggling with different concepts and ideas of mixing the spirituality with finances. And so overall, the models we have in the mainstream world is that you are out there to work and accumulate accumulate materials as much as you can. And that's the mod, especially in American mentality, and that's the model of the norm and the mainstream, that this is all about accumulating as much as possible. So there's a strong attachment and identification with this idea. Then we go to the other side, which is the spiritual world. And of course, we all have heard this, and it raises this question and this idea a lot on the spiritual path, that money is evil. Or a lot of people say, well, I don't want to deal with finances or money or anything. I just wish that I could dedicate my time into being spiritual and do my spiritual practice. So there is a conflict for spiritual people in this area. And I've been there myself, and I've gone through it for a number of years until I came to this point of realizing that how you can have one foot in the world of spirit and the other foot in a world of finances, material world, and how you can merge the two together and not have to go through any kind of guilt trips with yourself and conflict with yourself as far as how to operate and be a spiritual being in the material world. So here's my two takes on this, that first of all, let's clear a couple of things here. One of the things we need to clear is that when they talk about renunciation, that the spiritual being should renounce the world. And we're talking about, I mean, in a traditional, let's say Hindu or the old school that we had in the past, like somebody would take the path of being a monk and being a renunciate. And one aspect of this, what they're doing is kind of superficial. Means that in the apparent world, in physical world, we are renouncing material. So, but that works if you also in your inner world, within yourself, are able to do that. Means that you are capable of dropping your attachment to the material world, then it works. But if it's only the appearance of renunciation of the material world, but down deep inside, you're looking for whatever angles possible to accumulate some money and or some material or whatever, because ultimately you need some level of comfort in your life, then you're just appearing to be a spiritual person and a renunciate, but inside yourself, you haven't given up and you're extremely attached to your stuff. Now, you could be a rich person, very wealthy, yet you're not really attached to your things, material stuff. You could be a poor person and be extremely attached to what you have, or vice versa, the other way around. It's basically that renunciation is a mental and spiritual thing, that you have arrived at a place within yourself that you are not attached, and you have developed yourself, your consciousness has arisen to a level that you can let go of things when it comes to it. And you're not willing to give up your spirituality and your consciousness and the work you do on yourself, because money has become your God and it's the number one priority. Things, whatever they are. And now things could be even relationship. It could be anything in the material world. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to dissect this part by part. And when we're talking about renunciation, that means if even you have arrived at the place that you develop yourself to get to this point, that you even able to renounce your own body, renounce your mind, your emotions, and your past, and your concepts, and your ideas, and you've been able to free yourself from all of it. You're not hanging on so dearly to any of them and mistaking the material world as your sense of identity of who you are. Now, let's go to the other side of it. We're spiritual beings and we are being pulled and being led on this path. We're walking in this direction of spirituality. We're seeking, we're looking, and ultimately we're looking for inner peace and happiness and satisfaction and finding the balance and equilibrium of living in this world and being on our journey into oneness with the divine being. So that's basically the path and the goal of every spiritual being. Anyone who's on the path, their ultimate goal is to arrive at home. So, but in the meantime, majority of people who get pulled on spiritual world, what happens is that the attention and the energy of spiritual people goes into the world of spirit. And consequently, their attention goes away from making money or making it in the material world. So the attention has shifted. So a lot of us struggle with finances. And, you know, we'd like to put our time into going to different retreats, going to different workshops, spending time with the guru, our gurus or spiritual teachers and guides. And so then we slowly take, our attention gets diverted from the financial world. So that's a part that a lot of people on spiritual path are struggling with, that their attention has gone, let's say 90%, 95% of their attention has gone in the world of the spirit, and now they have disconnected from the material world and they're struggling to pay their bills. And personally, I mean, I've been there myself many times, and I have come across many, many different people in spiritual path that they're going through the same thing. Now, let's make something clear. That when I was in insurance industry and I was living in northern Arizona, and sometimes I would have to drive for anything from 1 hour to 3 hours to go to an appointment. I had an appointment with, let's say, the head of a company, and we were going to talk about their health insurance plan for their employees. So I'm in northern Arizona, and I would have to drive for 2 or 3 hours. And for me, that drive became my meditation. And I'm driving in beautiful Red Rock country. I was living in Sedona, Arizona, and I'm driving in the Red Rock country and this beautiful, pristine views. And I can have different attitudes. My attitude can be like going into this place and turning the poison into medicine and having this attitude of being grateful to be given this 2 hours or 3 hours of drive that I can actually turn the drive and this business appointment and opportunity into a spiritual opportunity by changing my vision. By looking at it, that this gives me time to be in silence, whether, you know, a lot of times I didn't play any music, and a lot of times I wouldn't even get on the phone and talking, you know, if I had to talk to my office or communicate, I would do it, but I would do everything in the beginning or at one point, so then I have time to turn this drive into being in a meditative state. And it's interesting because I would go into a deep silent place and reconnecting with the deep I, reconnecting with the present, and gradually go into a state of bliss. And all of a sudden, 2-3 hours would go by and I had arrived at my destination. And I was in a complete silent place and being very blissed out. Then when I would go to my appointment, I didn't view the people I was going to discuss their insurance needs and their program. I didn't view them as separate beings and entities from myself. I viewed them as parts and expressions of the absolute, as parts of myself. And I viewed the whole thing that I'm serving God, I'm serving the Spirit, and actually, I'm not here to sell something to them, I'm here to serve them. And by being able to provide a much better insurance policy for them, or a better service, I'm serving humanity. So I'm at service. Do you see this? Can you see how things here are being shifted from being in this place of identifying to an insurance salesman or a businessman who is on a quest to accumulate more money and wealth or make a sale, and going into this place of recognition that even though what I'm doing in the eyes of spiritual people, it's not a spiritual thing, but by shifting my vision, then I'm still serving. I'm serving the force. I'm serving the being. I'm serving God. And then in that shift of consciousness, the whole equation would change. Most of the time, people really liked me and they felt a deep sincerity, which I was sincere in what I was doing. Of course, I wanted to make a sale too and have their business. But by changing my perspective, by bringing my consciousness into a higher level and bringing it to this point that I'm actually serving fellow brothers, sisters, and human beings, then energy would shift and the entire spiritual world, the spirit would support me. Because I'm operating from a higher level of consciousness versus from a point that I'm in dual world, in duality. And there is another, and I'm trying to get something from them. And now the spirit is supporting you on your path. So that's, you know, one way. Let's say you're a bus driver. Let's say you are a nurse and working in a hospital. Let's say you're a school teacher. Let's say you're a mother. Whatever you're doing in various different sectors of the community, if you look at it from this other perspective, you are serving. You are providing a service, you're helping, you're doing something, whatever that is. Even if you're working in a, you know, oil refinery, it doesn't matter. You are doing something to provide a service. And it depends how, it depends on you and how you're going to look at this and what is your attitude in what you're doing. Whether what you're doing, you're being graceful about it, or you're going to be in this conflict in your mind of telling yourself what you're doing is not spiritual and you hate it, or you're angry, or you have resentments, and now actually you're in hell. But if you change your perspective and find spirit, the actual spirit in everything, recognition of the space, recognition of the presence of Her Majesty, the Supreme Soul, the Grand Spirit that is everywhere and is in everything, the recognition of that, then you find God and you find the Spirit in everything and everywhere. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, it doesn't matter what you're doing, where you are. You begin to develop the vision and you begin to see that in everything. Everything starts to become spiritual. So gradually, through this shift of your vision and your consciousness, this view that you start to change, gradually you begin to see the broader picture and you begin to see your own role into the big picture, that how you are serving the Spirit. Now, I have a lot of people come to me, and I've been there myself, saying that, okay, I really want to make my living from being a healer. I want to be a healer. I want to be a spiritual counselor. I want to be a channeler. I want to be a medium. And that's how I want to make my living. And that's very valid. And that's a desire that a lot of us have on spiritual path. But not always things are going to go in that direction that we want them to go. And sometimes you have to do something else. Something else has presented itself to you in life for making a living. So, and something else is opened itself and it's easier to do, or it's happening. Something else is happening versus the idea that you have that my way of making a living, it must be within the frame of the thoughts and the concepts and ideas that I have, which has to be quote-unquote spiritual. And since I'm not making my living from that, then I hate myself, or I hate my life, I hate everybody, and I'm out of the path. And that's, then you will be suffering. You will suffer. So now I will explain this other part of it. That identification, when you're identifying, okay, let's say you're a school teacher, let's say you're an engineer, let's say, I don't know, you're a nurse, let's say whatever, you know, whatever, you're working in an office, you're working in 7-Eleven, something like that, you're a clerk, you work in a bank, whatever you're doing. So it ultimately comes to this point of how you're perceiving yourself. Ultimately, always, everything comes into one thing: how you view yourself. Where is your sense of identification? Where do you, with what you really strongly identify? So if you're identifying very strongly that you're a banker, or you're a teller in a bank, and you really identify yourself as that, then, and you're not happy, you're on spiritual path, and but you're trapped and you don't have this understanding, and you're really identifying with your job of what you're doing, that what you're doing is not spiritual, then you're in trouble. Then you have put yourself in a situation that you're going to be suffering. By changing your vision and developing your, increasing your level of consciousness that, okay, I sell insurance, I'm in insurance industry, and that's where I make my living, but that's not my sense of identification. That's not who I am. That's not how I define myself. And I'm a spiritual being. And not even with this, because look, this is interesting because this could be another trap too, because you have to be careful. The ego is very sneaky and it can just sneak in from any direction. So even by being proud within yourself that I'm a spiritual being and I am vegetarian, I'm really vegan, you know, I go to yoga and I meditate, and then I start to develop this false sense of identification, of a sense of feeling of superiority to the mainstream people, that I'm better than them. And I hear this a lot in spiritual community. I know a lot of people that they start to blame the mainstream people and saying that how unconscious they are, the level of unconsciousness. And I can sense that because they're vegan or they are vegetarian and they do yoga or meditation, all of a sudden there's this sense of arrogance that they're better. Well, here is, you're exactly in a trap right now, because you're no different in this situation than the mainstream people or the unconscious people. There's absolutely no separation now, because you have developed and cultivated this spiritual ego, which is being fed from your spiritual practice, and this sense of identification to a system and a concept of how now you're viewing yourself. So you have given up one way of identifying and a system, and replaced it with another one under the pretense of being spiritual. And now you're still in separation, because you are an independent entity separated from totality. And because you do your practice, you're better. Can you see that? I want you to take a moment and examine yourself truthfully. You don't need to tell me if you do it or not. You don't have to tell me of the dark side. But I want you to take a moment right now and neither agree with me or disagree with me. But take a moment and look within yourself and just see if you have developed this arrogance within yourself, that because of your spiritual practice, if you're any better than other people. If you find yourself more conscious, if you find yourself superior, take a look, just examine, you know, just examine yourself. And if the answer is, if you're detecting that, then know in this very moment that you are trapped, that you're not free. You have given up one way, one identification, way of identifying with an appearance of spirituality. It is still an appearance, and you're still not free. Until you're able to come to this place that you go within and start to really connect with, like, for example, what Eckhart Tolle says, the deep I, or what some other school of spirituality referring to is the deeper sense of I am, like in Advaita Vedanta, they talk about I am. And you go to this place, the very back, the observer, the seer, the presence, the real presence, which is here, always here. And you go back, you go deeper inside, and you connect with that part of yourself, the very truth of who you are. And you connect with that. And that, you go back to this place. And that place is formless, it's idealess, And it's free. It's just simply free. It doesn't have a sense of identification. And I want you to take a moment and bring yourself to that place and examine it. Check it out. Go to this place. Artie, I got your message. Thank you. And all right. So I know my Facebook Live, I was actually going to examine the phone to see if there is a change and you can hear me, but apparently the device is broken. I thought I'd get it fixed, but it didn't really work. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish the Facebook Live on the device, and I'm going to try to actually go from a different device to see if this works. So while I'm doing this, I want you to just take a moment and really examine for yourself. Just check it out. Check things out for yourself and see where you're at with it, where you're at. And this is something you want to do on a regular basis. An examination and checking in of the spiritual ego. Every once in a while, you want to pause and to do reflection, reflecting on the ego to see where it is, to see if it's getting really huge under the cover of spirituality and it's fooling you and it's keeping you trapped, or you're actually free. You're the only one who can make any changes in this area by self-reflecting, by constantly checking in with yourself, keeping an eye on yourself to see if you're going to fall into this egoic place or not. And consequently, are you falling into this judgmental place and you're hearing your mind is judging all the time? I'm not talking about the life judgment. I'm not talking about the life way of have to figure out what to do because you have to make decisions between whether I should, you know, is it safe to go into this alley or not? So you have to make these judgments all the time. Is it safe to go on a walk with this person or not? So you have to constantly make these judgments. And that's different than what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is your mind goes into these places of really judging other people constantly because you think you're better. And the mind does that. It's the nature of the mind, but you catch it. Or you find yourself more spiritual, more conscious, or more advanced. And you just catch yourself. And what you do is when you catch yourself, you just bring yourself back into the presence where it's simply watching. You go back into the watcher. Now, our friend asked me a question regarding, okay, back to what she asked me. And right now, actually, I just want to get this Facebook Live going because I'm using a different device. Just bear with me for one moment. If I don't think we have enough bandwidth for doing it, we may. So the next thing comes to, this question came up to me is like, okay, I'm a spiritual being, I'm working on myself, and I'm struggling with finances all the time. And so how am I gonna be in the world of the spirit and not give up the world of the spirit and just jump into the world of material, which actually you can't. You may do it for a short period of time, and then you're gonna start suffering by shutting yourself down. But how can I manifest more money? How can I manifest a better life, right? So I'm sure many, many of you have gone into this part and trying to do either positive visualization or positive manifest, thinking, positive verbalizing things in a positive way. And you have gone into this school of thinking, this concept that if you keep visualizing money or status or material and things like that, and you're really good at it, or relationship, if you keep doing it, eventually you're going to manifest it. And the reason that you're not financially well off or comfortable is because you are not good manifester. You haven't done it. You're not doing it right. So you may want to watch the movie Secret a few more times, or you may want to have to take some more courses and classes and go through more training programs in order to be able to manifest the love of your life or manifest a more comfortable life, financial life, okay? So now, this is what I have discovered, is that where are you coming to this thing? From what area are you coming into this manifestation to manifest a better life or manifest more money or relationship? From where do you come into it? Okay, so if you're coming into it, your attitude, it's coming from an egoic place of me, 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 and I want to get more, and I want to get what I want, and I'm separated from totality, then you're trapped again. You're in a trap. Because if you're on a spiritual path and you're advancing, okay, and your higher self, your inner being, is blocking you from getting the things that you want, you think you need to have, and is blocking you from that, is doing it because of your, for your own good. That's why it's happening, because you're not going to advance in that way. You will be more trapped into the Maya, into the illusion. It won't happen. So if you're going to be doing that, what you want to do it is you want to be operating from a much deeper place. You want to be operating from this place of I am, of this place of presence. And yet, yes, there's an object of desire, or you are wishing that your life changes for the better. You're wishing that maybe you can do something that you can make money easier, and it's not a struggle all the time. And so that makes the money flow easier in your life. And that's a very valid thing. Many, many of us are dealing with this issue. All right, you come to this place of presence. You step back. You go into this place of the observer, of the watcher, of the seer. And in that place, you begin to sense, smell, feel that which you believe that it's going to help you. You start to see yourself that you're in a harmonious way with life, and money is flowing into your life much easier, and it's not a struggle. And you begin to feel it. You bring yourself into this place by coming to the presence, by coming to to the sense of I am, by stepping back. Now you're not in the ego. You're not in this me, separated me place. You bring yourself back into this place of pure presence. So you connect to the I am. Now from this place of I am, you begin to sense and feel and see yourself in a much more harmonious way of money flow, or whatever that your needs are. And you begin to sense it, to feel it, that it's already happening. It's already here, that your needs are being met. So you begin to really, without any attachments, without any ideas, because you have already separated yourself from this egoic place of me, 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 into the sense of I am, and feeling and seeing yourself and visualizing and sensing that life that you think it's going to bring you more fulfillment, or you think you desire it, or you think you feel like it's in a better flow for you, and you sense it and you feel it from there. And basically it, you just go to this place and you do what you have to do, and then naturally you then you just let it go and you just move on. You move on with your daily work and life. So those of you who've been asking me this question, that's how I would recommend it, and that's how I've discovered it that works, by operating from the I am, not from the place that we're separated. Now, we have about 15 minutes left. I'm wondering if anyone has any questions. If you do, you can just raise your hand and I will unmute you. Hi, Maryam. Nice to see you. Long time no see. Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Nice to see you all too.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I was thinking about you the other day. I was wondering how you're doing.
Yeah, my new job is really fantastic.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Great. So I'm very happy about that.
I'm glad. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
you're looking good. You're glowing.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And also, it's been brought to my attention that from some of my friends in Scandinavia, like right now, everything is sort of mundane. It's gray and the weather's not really good. And a few of my friends expressed to me that they're going through a rough patch, tough time. And I have to say, really, it's not in some ways the region. I do come across this with friends and people here in Los Angeles, which the weather is much better than being in Scandinavia at this time of the year, and or friends from all over the world that they express their feelings to me and their thoughts that things sucks and they're going through a tough time. So, and my advice with those of you again is their circles and there's ups and downs on this path. And yes, you're a spiritual being and you're on this path, and you have to understand something, that your guides, your being, your higher self, your soul, they're working with you and you're being guided on this path. You're not just dropped somewhere and left out and not being helped. That's not how it works. And it doesn't matter how lonely at times we all feel, which is a very valid thing, and separated, and we feel like we've been abandoned by God or by existence, or we're going through a rough patch and things are not happening, the weather is really bad, things aren't going my way, whatever, you know, there's so many different variations of the stories. You know, we may be challenged going through health issues, whatever. We're going through a period. You have to understand one thing, which is very important on spiritual path. It's really important that you understand this part, that your spirit guides, they're working with you, and they're very well aware of your needs, and they're very well aware of your state of consciousness and awareness. It's not like they don't know what's going on with you. But in the meantime, they set things up in a way for your spiritual growth. So you may go, and I'll give you an example. And it sometimes is like you're going through a tunnel, and it's dark, and you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. You don't see the light. So let's say right now you're wherever you are, you're in Sweden, Norway, Denmark, you know, Germany, whatever, and the weather is really bad, everything is dark, you know, you just like, you go inside into this place and you're really struggling with yourself and your relationships are not happening, or it's like things falling apart. And it's really a tough time you're going through. And you got to understand this, that you're being tested. before you go to the next level. Every once in a while on the spiritual path, you have to pass your test. We're being tested. You have to graduate from that level that you're at and go to the next level. And that graduation process, that testing in that period, is going to be a rough patch that you have to go through. And you have to demonstrate throughout this rough patch that you're going through that you have to demonstrate that stillness. You have to come back into the center of yourself and not get dragged and get pulled into the world of the mind and the emotions. That you are centered and you can see that the mind is freaking out about that, oh, it really sucks here and it's really horrible and it's really gray and I'm really stuck in this place, wherever you are in your life. And then again, I'm telling you, it's just not the weather. You can be in the nice, most beautiful place. You could be in Maui, in Hawaii, in Canary Island, in Bahamas, and you can go through exactly the same thing. It's not your surrounding. It's your mind that is freaking out. It's the storm of the emotions that are pouring down on you. And it's a part of your ego. It's a part of your sense of identification that comes and says and believes that you don't deserve to be where you're at. You should be somewhere else. You should be doing something else. You're too good for this. It's that sense. And that's where the test comes from, because it comes to graduating from that. I'm not saying it won't happen again. It may happen many different times in your life, but you just have to see, like, you're going through a storm of life. You're going through a dark tunnel, and you just need to be consistent and keep having your faith, staying in your truth and having the faith and trusting God, trusting life, trusting universe, trusting your angels and your guides, that it will bring you out of this. You stay and you stay centered and you envision yourself as a spiritual warrior, as a spiritual ninja that is walking through a storm of life. And you stay faithful. You keep your faith in trust, trusting that eventually you keep going, you keep going. Yes, it's cold. Yes, it's raining. Yes, it's dark. You're hungry, but you keep going. You keep walking. And then you're going to start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And as you keep going more forward, the light gets bigger and bigger. And finally, you go through the passage. It is a passage. It's a spiritual passage that you have to walk through. And once you finish up the passage, then the Garden of Eden is going to show itself to you, because you have graduated. You have fulfilled the passage. No matter how dark, how lonely, how sad, how empty it appears to be. And I understand how it is. Trust me that I know what it's like. But your job is to stay centered and to stay in this place that observes the mind, the thoughts and the emotions going crazy, yet you stay in your center and you keep going forward and you trust that there is going to be light at the end of the tunnel. And then once you get to the other side, existence is going to give you a break. You have graduated, you have gone to the next level, and existence is going to give you a break. It's going to give you a gift. It's going to encourage you. It's going to make its presence known to you that you have graduated that test and you have completed the passage. You went through the passage. So know this, that on your spiritual path, every once in a while, every grade you get to, every level you get through, you have to go through one passage. And it doesn't matter who you are and where you're at. We're all gonna get challenged according to the level of our consciousness and awareness of how much you can handle. Now, what I may go through, or what you may go through as a spiritual warrior, in comparison to your sister or your friend who's not on the path, what you may have to go through could be much bigger and heavier and darker, because she will not be able to handle that. It will break her into pieces. So existence is going to give her what she can handle. And you may have gone through that already, and you look back and you say, oh, you can't handle this? This is nothing. I've already, you know, look at what I'm going through. If you go through what I'm going through, you will break into pieces, sweetheart. But what she is going through is all she can handle. So they're giving her exactly what she needs. And your capacity is more, so you're going to get a bigger one, because you can handle it, because they see you fit to be able to overcome that challenge. So identify the challenge and turn the poison into medicine by changing your view, by identifying it, that what you're going through right now, no matter how hard and tough it appears to be, it's going to help you to grow bigger spiritually and develop a higher consciousness. By demonstrating your faith, by demonstrating your spiritual practice, by demonstrating it, not just by speaking it. You have to demonstrate it to your guides, to your guardian angels, your teachers, your guru. You got to demonstrate that you can do it. And there's only one way to do it, to go and through the challenge and to come from the other end and not fall into pieces. It's the only way. So it's nice to see you all. Lots of love and light to all of you. God bless you.